Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello and welcome to your Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And in today's podcast, Laura, we're going to be talking about how to make fitness a little more fun while either working out with your partner, or maybe it's not your partner necessarily, like, you know, your husband or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, but it could also mean, when I talk about partner, it could also mean like your bestie, like you, or it could mean, you know, your person that you work with. But basically what we're going to talk about is just how to incorporate fitness with somebody else so that it becomes a little bit more a part of your life. Now, do you work out with a partner currently, or do you do anything specifically around like incorporating fitness in with your partner?
I'm kind of a little bit of both. So I really like working out alone, because also for me, it's kind of my me time. So I like doing my workouts, you know, depending on what type of workout it is, I like to do it alone. Sometimes I'll do some classes. But more fitness when it comes to doing it with like my boyfriend or friends. A lot, like he'll come to the gym with me sometimes, but he's off doing his own thing. Like we're not like working out together, you know?
Right.
But if it's usually with him or with other friends, it's more like getting fitness on, like in terms of going hiking or, you know, doing something that's like active, like paddle boarding, or more of an activity as opposed to like a gym workout.
No, and that's perfect. I think exactly what you just said is sort of exactly what we're going to be talking about today too, because a lot of times when people think about getting your sweat on with your partner or your friend, oftentimes we just think it means going to the gym together, and it doesn't have to be that. And so that's sort of what we're going to talk about, is some different ways that you can incorporate fitness and health and wellness into your life, but as, you know, as a couple or as a partnership kind of thing. Before we get into that though, basically, I just want to talk about a couple of things that are benefits to doing this before we even get into like the things you can do. So one of the biggest benefits about actually incorporating fitness together is, number one, you get to spend quality time together. So, you know, because it's so easy just to be like, oh, I want to spend quality time like watching TV, like having a Netflix like marathon.
I'm not trying to bash the Netflix marathons, because I do them too at times, but I'm like, that's not quality time with another human being. That's not interacting with another, you know what I mean? Like, yes, you are both watching the same thing, but you're not actually really spending time together. And I think this is something that is so lost, and we need to bring it back. Like we need to be retro about our quality time and like get back to the place where we like actually talk to each other and experience something together that's not just watching TV or playing a video game, or, you know what I mean? Like,
I agree and I disagree with you, because I agree with you in the sense that there's nothing that frustrates me more than like when my husband wants to just like, literally we'll be watching a game and I'm like, whoa, he hasn't said a word in like 3 hours because he's watching a hockey game. And I get it, he's super involved in like the hockey game or whatever, but I'm just like, this is not like, for me, just sitting next to you is not quality time.
Me too.
That's how I feel. But at the same time, I do understand there are times, like there are actually times where I don't necessarily consider it quality time, but it's kind of like one of those things where that's what I actually just want to do. I just don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. I don't want to do anything. I just want to zone out, because maybe I'm just super exhausted, or maybe I've just had like a really long week and I actually just want to like watch a movie and not talk kind of thing. So I see it from both sides. But what we're talking about today is like quality time from a perspective of spending quality time together, doing something outside of just that. Because a lot of times we get so wrapped up in the idea of like, that is sort of our quality time, and then we kind of like lose the focus of what it can be, which is what I think you're saying.
Well, and also I think it's about like effectively using your time, like fitness quality time together with people that you care about it's so great, because not only are you getting that interaction with the people that you care about, but you're also you know, you're getting moving. So that is releasing endorphins, which is making you happy. You're getting out and like stimulating your senses, which if you're outdoors and you're hiking, or if you're, you know what I mean? Even like in a class and you're following different things. Like, I don't know. I just think that it's something we really need to bring back. I think that we've kind of shifted the way of quality time is like, we're all zoned out on our own devices more than ever. And I think it's really important that we get rid of that and just start experiencing things again, as opposed to being stuck behind screens and sitting. Sitting is better than smoking. Like I do. I think it's something that, and especially for families and people with kids, like you have to lead by example, and like your kids aren't going to be like, let's go for a hike, mom. You know what I mean? Like you got to get out there and be that fitness cheerleader for your family and get that and start that. But that's a whole other tangent I'm going down now.
Yeah, no. We'll get into that another day.
I just think it's a great way to spend quality time with your family. It's just, you know, create a place of fitness.
Definitely. The other thing about working out together is that it's actually a huge motivator, right? Because many people do lack motivation. And again, it can just, what can happen when you have someone who is your partner, again, thinking of a partner from any kind of perspective, whether it's friend, family member, et cetera, but you have someone who can help you actually get off the couch the day that you are feeling like, I don't want to get off the couch. Like I'm totally into this Netflix marathon. If you have a commitment to somebody else, it's a huge motivator to make you actually get up and go. So definitely a benefit to having someone that you're committed to and you're committing your fitness to, and you're kind of incorporating it together. And then the third thing would be about creating a deeper bond, because many studies actually show that couples that work out together frequently have less stress and are happier, because working out releases serotonin, the happy drug in your body, your brain, and it makes you both more blissful. And it also, it helps increase arousal and your libido. So it's a win-win.
Well, they always say couples who sweat together, stay together. And then always on social media, swole mates, like my swole mate. They're always.
What does that even mean? I don't even know. I'm so out of touch with like social media. It's
swole is like a word for like you're like pumped up, like you're, you know what I mean? Like you're killing it in the gym kind of thing. And then your swole mate is just a play on soulmate, obviously. And yeah. It's kind of for couples, you know, who work out together, and that's kind of their thing. But I think I totally think it's massive. I think it's very, when you are in a partnership where you are on the same page and activity is something that you guys both value and you can do together, it's like, not only are you, you know, obviously spending that quality time together and like you were saying, releasing all your happy like chemicals, but it's, I don't know. I just think it's something that you both are on the same page in the same way that you treat your bodies, the way you think about your bodies, and like you motivate each other to stay that way. It just makes life a lot easier, as opposed to if one person's super active and one person does nothing.
Definitely.
But it's finding the things, the thing I think is a challenge is finding the things that you both like to do. So that's why I'm excited that we're going to talk about some ideas to get your sweat on together. Cause I think a lot of people, they want to do things together, but they just don't know where to start.
Agreed. No. And so let's get into it then. So some of the ways that you can definitely get your sweat on together, of course, number one would be the gym. I mean, it's predictable, of course, but you can head to the gym together. As you mentioned earlier, like you do sometimes head to the gym with your boyfriend, but you don't necessarily work out together. You just kind of go together, which is totally fine. It's still a motivator in the sense of like you guys going together and actually doing something. You know that you're both going to feel good after and feel better about yourselves for actually doing it. So,
oh, and there's nothing that I like more, like honestly, like that than seeing my partner being active. Like it's like such a turn on, for lack of a better word, but it's also such a turn off to see someone sitting on the couch 24/7 to me. So you know what I mean? Like that, it's just because that's in my lifestyle. So for me, I'm like, oh, I love going to the gym. Cause I'm like, yeah, you're all active and sweaty and working out and doing something positive. I love it.
Well, so anyone who's listening and they're thinking, okay, well, maybe I want to go to the gym with my partner, maybe.
Or after that, they might be thinking, am I listening to a porn show? What are they talking about?
Well, if you are considering going to the gym, one of the ways, if you decide that you do want to work out together, because there are a lot of couples that actually like to go and they like to motivate each other working out together, it's actually been proven that you will push yourself when you are working out with your partner or a partner, you will push yourself 12 to 15% harder than when you work out on your own.
Oh, I can believe that for sure. And also the other thing that that I was reading about the other day was how it's a lot more effective to work out with a partner too, because you also limit your rest time or your like dink around time when you're on your phone in between sets, and before you know it, 2 minutes have gone by. And you know
who
what
goes on their phone during set between sets?
Oh my God, everybody at the gym, because everyone's listening to their music on their phone, and then you know they lift a heavy set, and then they're like check their Facebook. But then you get sucked into something someone posted, and before you know it, it's like 2 minutes before you're back to your next set of weights. Where you know, to get an effective workout, you don't want to be resting that long unless you're powerlifting, where you need that rest for recovery. But yeah, it's
crazy. I don't even have my phone on me in the gym.
Oh, I do, because I always have my phone on me because I listen to my music on it. So I do check my phone between sets too. I check my email, whatever. I try not to though, because I know it's easily to get sucked in. But yeah, so that's what I was reading as well, how it's so much more effective because when you're working out with somebody, you don't usually take those longer rest breaks. Or if you do, you talk for a moment, then you're back at it.
For sure. And I guess you could then use your rest period as like when they're doing their set, you know, you're swapping out spots.
Yeah.
So that would be a good way of using your time so that you're effectively resting while they're doing their set, and then you're swapping out and you're using that time to kind of encourage each other. One of the things though that I do want to mention is if you do decide to go to the gym with your partner, it is really important to remember your strengths and theirs. And this can mean for, you know, whether it's that you can't lift the same weight and, you know, you start like challenging yourself and putting yourself kind of out there because you feel frustrated because you're like, oh, well, how come they can do, you know, a 50 pound bicep curl and I can only do 10, and, you know, and then sometimes it can actually lead to a bit of frustration. So anyone that's listening, keep in mind, it is not a competition when you're doing this with your partner. It's all just about working out together. And so don't take it personally and remember where your strengths are versus theirs, because there's going to be things, maybe, you know, you have great balance and maybe you have great agility, or, you know, there's other things that maybe you excel in that they do not. And so it's not about competing against each other or highlighting your weaknesses. It's more just about celebrate your successes, celebrate your strengths, understand where they are, and then just work on the areas that you want to work on. And then also that also goes hand in hand with the idea of cardiovascular workouts. A lot of times, like even for me, I'm like a foot shorter than my partner. So for me to like run, I can run pretty fast, but.
And you're like a foot shorter than me. So it's the same if you're working out with me.
Totally. I can run pretty fast, but I got a double step to keep up, you know, because I've got short legs. And that's not an excuse. That's just reality. It's a fact. But one of the things that you can do if it does frustrate you, or if you feel like you're holding your partner back because you're like, oh my gosh, like, you know, you're trying to go super fast and I can't keep up, do interval training with them. So do short bursts, or maybe your cardiovascular system just is not, you haven't been working out as long, or whatever the case may be. But one of the great ways of working out together is to do interval-based systems, because then that way there, you're doing short bursts of cardiovascular movements, and then you have rest periods where you can catch your breath, calm down your heart rate, everything else. But your recovery time will help you kind of bond together, and then during those short bursts, you're not feeling that kind of pressure of like keeping up for like, you know, a 10K run or something like that might just seem completely out of your realm currently.
I think that's great. I also think like you were saying about the strengths and the, like how you each have different, like, you know, maybe body types, body heights, body shapes, but also just knowing too, that you can go at your own, like if you're, someone's doing medicine ball slams, like, and you're one person's using 30 pounds, you know what I mean? Like you can just do the exact same exercise, but just use a lighter weight. Or, you know, same with chin-ups. You can do things like anything that your partner can do, you can modify. And if you don't know those modifications, then you can always, you know, look online or look on our blog or things like that. But even for things like pull-ups, you know, with the bar, like for women, it's a lot harder to do pull-ups than it is for men, just because of the way our morphology is. And usually our upper body strength is lower. So even you can do, you know, assisted pull-ups with the resistance band. So just kind of, instead of getting the mindset of any type of frustration, just kind of think about how you can modify, do exactly what they're doing, but a modification that can then work for you.
For sure. Now, if you're someone who is looking to work out with your partner, but you're not looking to go to a gym, the other option is what you were saying earlier, head outside. It doesn't have to be traditional workout. You don't have to think of it as like a traditional workout sort of mentality, because any type of movement, any type of activity is going to benefit the two of you. So, you know, head outside, whether it's summertime, heading out for hikes, bike rides, swims, walks, etc., or in the winter, which I love actual winter sports outdoors, like ice skating and skiing, snowboarding, snowshoeing, which I know is your favorite, Laura.
Oh, I love it.
any of those things, you're going to be, you know, working on your strength, working on your cardiovascular, you're going to be bonding, creating quality time, and, you know, releasing endorphins. All of those things are going to be happening, but you don't have to be stuck inside of a gym or feeling as though you're not really enjoying yourself. A lot of times doing these things are so much more enjoyable for a majority of people because it's an activity that you actually enjoy. That's why you're doing it. But at the same time, you're being able to actually do it together. So always try to think of something that you can actually both do, that you both enjoy, and, or maybe it's something you've both never tried and that you want to try. So think of it, create a list maybe of some different activities that you maybe both want to do together or that you want to try together, and try to see if you can find one that really fits. You know, that's what we did. And so we found that hikes really work for us, for my husband and I. He's totally into it in a sense, not as into it as I am, but definitely, you know, it's not something that he dislikes. So it's something that he can totally get behind. So we go for hikes on the weekends, and in the wintertime, we always go ice skating and snowboarding, because it's like, that's just activities that we both really enjoy. So it's like, instead of sitting on the couch, we're spending quality time together and we're doing something active, burning calories, getting healthy together, but also enjoying our time together.
Well, and that's where I just want to bring it back to the snowshoeing too, because you know how I love that snowshoeing.
I knew as soon as I said it, you were going to be like all over it.
No, but again, I think, you know, going back to even talking about the quality time, the retroness of quality time, like, I think that snowshoeing is so overlooked for people who live in snowy areas as an activity. Like, we don't even think to snowshoe because it's not kind of mainstream popular. And I only really got back into it from our retreats, because our Fit Chicks retreats that we run in the wintertime, we go for a snowshoe hike, and I actually created a whole boot camp on snowshoes, which was so fun. Like, you can do anything on snowshoes. They're almost just like a variation of a big running shoe. But I just think that for a lot of people, because if you're not sporty and you still want to get active, so if you're not sporty and you don't have good balance and ice skating really scares you, or you fall a lot, or snowboarding is too much, or skiing, snowshoeing is a really great option, because it literally is just like hiking in the snow. And you can get snowshoes for a really decent price now, or get them secondhand. And it's a killer workout. You get outside and, you know, you're trying something different, but you don't have to be athletic to do it. So I think it's something that a lot of people should give it a go if you're not super sporty. And the other thing that I love that I read about is building an activity jar. So for like the winter time, for example, you would put into the jar, like on a pieces of paper. You could do this with your partner or with your family, because of course we're talking about, this could be with a group of people too, different activities that you want to do on the weekends. And then you pull out an activity, and that's kind of what you're doing for that weekend. So it could be snowshoeing. It could be finding things in your area. Cross-country skiing is another one that I'm going to try this year. So things that are, like, our different activities, and then you pull it out, and then as a partner, then you kind of have committed in advance that this is something that you're going to try or do that weekend. It's kind of a fun way to switch it up.
But you have to, I guess, then have a rule set in place that you can't put it back in the jar, right? Exactly. If you're like, pull it out and you're like, nope, really don't want to do that.
Exactly. And then it's like, both people can put in things that they're interested in doing, then you kind of have to be open to trying different things.
Definitely. And I mean, one of the other benefits of being outside, outdoors, and getting your workout, you know, outside is that you also get that delicious vitamin D, right? Which, I mean, I know, especially here in Canada, especially in the wintertime, they say like we lack so much vitamin D. And Laura, you'd probably know a bit more about like the stats on that in terms of like vitamin D specifically. Like,
well, yeah. Well, the thing with vitamin D is that we kind of, the most usable form, our body, the one that it uses the best, I can't think of the word right now, what I'm trying to say, but the one that it uses the best is from sunlight. So what ends up happening though is that we kind of store all of our vitamin D right before daylight savings time happens. And then throughout the winter time, we're running on the stored vitamin D from the summertime. So by February, we're usually pretty tapped out because we don't get the access to the sun at its peak. So of course you want to be supplementing with foods that are higher in vitamin D, but if you are going outside, the one thing that's having an issue with a lot of people with vitamin D these days too, is because we're wearing sunscreen and then your body can't absorb you're not getting the vitamin D from the sun because the sunscreen's blocking it. So you want to be outside without sunscreen for just even 10 or 20 minutes. And that will help to build your stores up. But it is very hard in the wintertime to get vitamin D.
Can you still get it though? Even if you, like, if you do head outside, say for 10 minutes every day at lunchtime or something in the winter, I'm just curious, like, or is it just because the sun is not as strong, therefore it doesn't, your body doesn't allow it, or like, how does that work?
Well, from my understanding, you still can, but it's, the sun is not, like, you're not going to get
weaker.
Yeah. And you're only going to get it at certain points in the day that it's going to be kind of really effective, when the sun's probably at its highest. Cause usually what ends up happening is, like, the rule of thumb is when you can't see your shadow anymore, or when you start to see your shadow, I got to pull this. I can't, it's only when you see your shadow, then the sun, like, is not, when your shadow's in front of you or something, the sun is not at its peak point. Like, you're not getting the benefits anymore. And that usually happens in between the months of like November till we switch the clocks again. So that's kind of the months where we're running on stored vitamin D and we're not really getting as much. Also because we're not outside as much. So you can still get it, but it's just not as, it's not as effective.
See, I always just assumed that it was because we're not outside as much, especially here in Canada because of the cold, but I didn't realize that it was to do with that. So thank you.
Well, because I don't think the sun gets as close. We don't get as much the intensity.
All right. Well, going back, sorry about that, everyone. I just really wanted to know a little bit more about vitamin D. So that kind of wraps up the idea of, like, you know, why you should head outside and things that you can do definitely when you head outside. The other thing is, if you are, you know, trying to think of different ways to get your sweat on as a couple, is sign up for a class together. And that can mean like dance classes, yoga classes, rock climbing. But by registering together to learn something new, you'll create a fun new bond and routine that'll just be for the two of you, right? Because it's something that you can literally be like, okay, I've always wanted to try this and we're going to do it together.
And I know for a lot of people, like for signing up for a class, I just want to add this in because I think it's really important. When we talk about fitness, a lot of stuff to do with fitness, it can get very expensive. And I know a lot of people listening to this podcast are like, yeah, I'd love to do rock climbing. I'd love to do all this stuff, but I can't afford that. But just remember that for a lot of times there's, you know, coupon sites that offer coupons for it. Also, there's most places, and we've talked about this before, they offer a free trial or they offer a rebate for the first class. So, you know, if you do want to try rock climbing, a lot of times you can get the first class for half price and then you could just jump around and try different things. If, you know, if your budget doesn't permit, and see what you like, and then you can invest in it if that works. But I just think a lot of people, when they think about joining classes or signing up for things together, some people right away are like, we can't afford that. Or, you know what I mean? So they cross it off the list before exploring that there are some other options.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's a great point. And to add to that, there's also really great options, I know, at a lot of community centers.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, even just close to where my home is, there's amazing programs there that they offer. They do have a rock climbing wall that they offer for adults. rock climbing and indoor rock climbing and things like that, that are just, it's just part of your membership. So if you just pay your monthly membership fee, you have access to all of these additional things. So maybe just do a little bit more research. If it is something that you're specifically really wanting to get into, look for something that maybe has a couple of those options. Like maybe it offers Zumba classes, yoga classes, and rock climbing, which I know the Rec Center by me does. And so it's kind of like you're getting all of those benefits plus the benefit of the gym if that's what you try to use, if that's what you also want to use it for. So that is a great point though. But also by signing up for a class together, one of the things that I find is it'll be a set commitment that you'll both have scheduled. You won't want to miss it, right? So like, I know for a lot of times it's so easy just to be like, oh yeah, maybe we should, you know, go do this on Saturday. And then if the weather is miserable or something, you're kind of like, meh. But if you're signed up and you're committed to a program, you are more dedicated and you're more committed to actually showing up and going, especially if it's a weekly thing that is in your schedule consistently. And then the final thing that you can do to, you know, work out together and sort of think outside of the gym is to join a team. So check out local co-ed sports that you can join together. It could be like Ultimate Frisbee, I know is super popular, soccer, softball, volleyball, dodgeball, super popular. But it's a great way to commit to weekly something that you're doing together that is active. And it can also help build the bond between the two of you, get you excited. And you'll also be able to learn from each other, right? Because maybe, like I know this, I experienced this with my husband where we were playing, we joined a softball team and I have never played a sport in my entire life. And so I had a team sport.
Recipe for disaster.
It was a nightmare. I'm not going to get into the story of what happened on day one, but prior to that, I was so nervous because I was like, okay, like I don't know anything about, I don't know any of the rules. I don't know anything. I've never hit a ball. I've never thrown a ball. Like I don't know anything. And so I was freaking out. So it actually was kind of cool though, because before the season began, we actually went to like batting cages together to like practice so that I wouldn't feel like just completely lost. And then we would go and we'd practice like just like playing catch in the summer in like the parks and stuff. And like, it was just kind of nice because it just gave us something like, yes, we would go play on the weekends. And I eventually just stopped playing just so all of our listeners know, because I got injured my first day. So I guess my practice didn't help that much, but what it did do is it just kind of gave us something outside of that. Like, you know, after work some nights we would literally just go and it'd be a beautiful night and we'd say, oh, let's go and, you know, just go play catch. And like just being outside and just doing something, even though maybe it's not burning a ton of calories, that wasn't the focus. The focus was more about just creating some sort of an activity that we do together that's creating that bond and that's quality time, like what we talked about earlier, and that's getting you doing something different outside of your regular routine so that you're exploring new options. Now, Laura, have you played any sports with your partner?
No, God, no. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before. I'm active. I'm not athletic. Like literally if a ball comes flying at my face, I like have a panic attack. So for me, and he's super athletic. So he, like any sport he plays, he's good at. And because he's been playing sports his entire life. So he's got really good hand-eye coordination, really good balance. And I'm just like, if I'm standing, I'll just fall over sometimes. Like it's brutal. So for me, it causes me way too much stress. And also I think with a lot of partners, when you're playing sports and competitiveness comes in, I'm also not competitive at all either. So it stresses me out. I think when competitiveness comes in, it can cause a lot of couples to fight. So I know.
Oh yeah. I've seen it. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Even like one of my friends is a snowboarding instructor and she's like, every time I get a booking for a couple, I'm like, oh no. Cause she's like, it's the hardest people to teach because they end up, most couples end up bickering amongst each other. Like, don't talk to me like that. And blah, 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 blah. So she's like, ah. So yeah, I'm not saying it's not a good thing to join a team, obviously.
I was going to say, you're not selling this idea.
I just think you have to know your strengths and your weaknesses. So I'm kind of the thing, me and my partner, we go to the gym sometimes. We do active stuff outdoors. We like to play, like even to be outside and do stuff together, like in terms of playing, like we love playing outdoor games. Like we always play like washer toss, like in the yard and play like bocce ball and stuff like that too, which is, you know, obviously not super active, but it's still getting out and moving. And that's kind of more my speed. But like, yeah, to go play like softball, I would probably have a panic attack. He'd probably be yelling at me like, why are you doing that? What's wrong with you? And then I get hit in the face with the ball and it would just be a big nightmare. So stick to what you know would be a good positive environment for you and your partner. And that might be joining a team and it might not be.
Definitely. But don't let Laura's situation sort of cancel it out for you. If you think that it is something that you might, you know, cause I have the same situation where I'm not athletic. Well, I guess I kind of am in some ways. I can pick stuff up kind of quickly, but my husband is very athletic in terms of like, he's got great hand-eye coordination as well. He's played sports for a long time. So I was like, you know, deer in headlights. He was like experienced and totally knew everything. And I was like, oh my gosh. But it surprised me how he actually wanted to help me learn. And, you know, there was one day I remember that wasn't a great day when we were practicing catch, but it stands out in my mind, but it wasn't a super bad one. But either way, what it did though, like I said, is that it did create like a cool different way of us spending time together and kind of interacting and having something different to do that was just outside of your day to day. So definitely all these options are really great. You know, as we said, the first thing could be that you do go to the gym together. The second thing could be just head outside, find something outdoors that you like doing. It doesn't have to be crazy athletic. It could just be anything that you want, but just move. The third thing, of course, being sign up for a class together. And then the fourth thing could be joining a team together. So now, Laura, we always like to end with a number one takeaway. So what would be your number one takeaway from today's podcast?
My number one takeaway would be, obviously not my whole tangent about not joining a team, but my number one would be a fitness cheerleader in your partnership or your family, because somebody has to be the leader, right? Like somebody, like out of every family or every couple, usually there is one person who's going to be more of the planner and one person is going to be more of a doer. So take that initiative. And if you are in a partnership right now that's not active, plan something, like write a list of all the things that you would like to do and say to your partner, like, here, what do you think about these? And like add to the list what you want to do. Or as a family, start to plan some things in coming weekends that you guys can all get involved in that's going to be active. Like I know even one of our fitness and nutrition experts, it was Thanksgiving and she had posted on Facebook that she was being the fitness activity cheerleader for her family. And she actually planned an entire Thanksgiving themed obstacle course. So her family could actually get outside, enjoy the leaves and, you know, get moving and then have their meal afterwards, but do something as a family that was active. So she had like pumpkin carries up a hill, and then they had like this turkey game that she created. They went for a hike. Like it was fun and it was something that was different, and they all won. She had prizes and all this stuff. So I'm not saying you have to go to that extreme, but just be the planner, take initiative and try to do some things that will get other people on board. Don't wait for somebody else to do it for you.
Definitely. And I think my number one takeaway would just be, you know, try to commit to doing something with your partner or, you know, whoever it is that's going to be sort of your fitness partner, we're going to call it. Try to decide on like one thing that you really want to try. Like, and it could be something that's completely off the wall that you're like, whoa, like I would never imagine us doing like belly dancing together, but I really want to just try it. Like, think of something that you've always wanted to try and just go out there and find it and try it. And like, maybe it is just going for a hike. It doesn't have to be something like, you know, belly dancing or a martial art or something like that, but try to find something, because oftentimes we just get like so stuck in like, well, I just go to the gym and this is what I do. And this is kind of, you know what I mean? And you're not really exploring any other options. And oftentimes when you do explore things, you recognize and you realize that you're like, wait a second, that was so much fun. I enjoy that so much. And then you end up finding something that you can then do together that's completely different and completely outside of your comfort zone or your realm of what you thought was possible. So don't be afraid to express yourself or to even do some research on different things that might be of interest to you.
I love it.
All right. Well, with that being said, we are going to wrap up for today. As always, any questions, comments, or ideas of things that you'd like to hear about, please email us at info@fitchicks.ca. You can also check us out at Fitchicks on Instagram and Twitter, and at Fitchicks Bootcamp on Facebook. And if you are interested in learning more, getting more knowledge, or potentially even becoming a certified fitness and nutrition expert, check out fitchicksacademy.com for upcoming programs that we have to offer. All right. Have yourself an amazing day, and we will talk with you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.